And here we go, Snakes, Rats, and Goats, covering Survivor Season 32, Episode 2. This is your host, Ryan Elder, and with me as always is...
Scott Chernoff. I tried to do it as though I'm, you know, leaving it for a voicemail box.
There you go, yeah. And it was actually just me hitting a key on the keyboard.
I'm trying to match your level.
So Scott,
hi, Ryan.
Hi. This episode was amazing. I can't wait to talk about it. But first, I want to introduce our guest. We have the star of episodes on Showtime and Impastor on TV Land. I said that like I was
reading it. Yes, you probably were.
I was. That's okay, though. It's Mircea Monroe. Hey, Mircea.
Hi.
Hey, Mircea.
Hi, hi, hi. I'm going to say hi like I didn't just say hi before this.
We said hi before we started. Full disclosure to the audience.
Yeah, a little,
we
little
did say hello before the scenes, we start. Peek behind the curtain. Mircea and I know each other through the world of showbiz, and here she is.
Yay, I'm so happy to do this.
We're very happy to have you here. And before we get into the episode that we forced you to watch, I have a few questions. Well, first of all,
Let's just say we buried the lead on her credits.
Yes. In this fine woman and successful actress's credits is a film called Into the Blue 2, The Reef.
There's so many you could have just said there that like we're going with this.
She has a very prolific career. Check out her IMDb. But there is a scene in that film. Do you know this, Mircea, what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. Well, I have no clue what you're going to say.
Okay, this is exciting, man.
This is really exciting.
This is really exciting. Yeah, Do you know that there is a scene that you did in that film where in which you play beach volleyball?
Right.
With two women against two women.
Yes, yes. Now I know what you're going to say.
And
who
both
on
of
Survivor.
Yes, our listeners will know the names Parvati and Amanda. They need no last names.
They really don't.
Now, Mircea, have you first? Let me back up.
Yeah.
Have you? How much of Survivor have you ever seen in your life?
Today was the first time I'd watched it.
Oh yes, perfect. That's the answer I was hoping for.
Okay.
Now, before we get into what you saw when you shot that scene, did you know that these two young ladies had been on Survivor?
Yes.
Did you know that they are basically in the world of Survivor? Like, I think we could say royalty.
They are absolutely royalty.
They are absolutely.
They're legends of the game.
Two of the all-time best players of the game, Survivor.
I knew they were good, and I knew that they were liked and known enough to get a part in a movie. You know,
I've still got a lot of questions as to how that even happened. Was somebody who made that film a Survivor fan? I mean, how does that happen?
I'm trying to remember because that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I also have a horrible memory, but I think because of the demographic for that film, they want like that was a demo that they fit into that. So, I don't know. I think it was MGM that made it, thought that that would be a good idea. And they were fantastic. And they were great actors. Like their timing was great and they were awesome.
Okay, good.
Well, I was going to say that you acted circles around him, but.
No, they were, I mean, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I'm going to act with reality people. And I was a little hesitant only because I, you know, didn't know what their experience was in that way. And they were great. And they also were so just cool and kind and lovely.
So there's no dirt or embarrassing stories we can dig up from this day.
Didn't one of them like get a car or something or win the money or?
One of them, they've both played three times.
Oh, wow.
Three different seasons. One of them, Parvati. I don't know if you know which one is which at this point.
No, I definitely. She and I became friends. I could not ever get her name right, and it's not hard. And my name is tricky, but people do that to me. But for some reason, I had like a brain block that I just could not ever.
Even Jeff Probst, the host of the show, used to call her Poverty all the time.
It's very, very that's common.
But I'm like, I mean, that's ridiculous. But anyway, she and I became friendly afterwards, like, and even hung out in LA. And so she's great. She's so funny and great.
Well, the first time she played, she came in sixth place. The second time she played, she won. And the third time she was the runner up.
Okay, I guess I must have known that.
And,
I mean,
and Amanda was a runner-up twice.
Okay. Oh, they're
basically
so bad, then.
Second, at third place, and then second place.
Okay.
And then, you know, I don't know, something like eighth place or something like that. So I don't remember.
That's so badass. The I must have known. I must have known that when I was doing it. I just like them as people. They're just rad.
Two of the seasons that they were on together. And one, the season that Parvati won, Amanda was the runner-up.
Okay.
So they had an alliance and went to the end of the game together. And I was on a some sort of Survivor fan page on Facebook because this is the way my life is.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And somebody posted this scene. Like, there, look at this scene with Parvati and Amanda from this movie.
And it was the
several years ago. And it was the volleyball. Was there more? Were they in it anymore?
No, I feel like that was it. I think they were just there because we shot in Hawaii, and I feel like they were there for, like, you know, a couple days, and we just did that scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as far as I remember.
Well, that's probably all you needed.
Well, yeah, and they were.
But I clicked on the scene because that's who I am.
Right.
And there you were. There was my friend Mircea Monroe, TV's Mircea Monroe.
Right, right. That's so funny and random. I wish I had not gossip because gossip's gross, but I mean, I wish I had more more stuff for you. Except they're really genuinely fantastic people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
it's good to hear. Hey, just for
I'm a fan of both.
I pulled a clip from that scene.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to play it just for our listeners.
Let's hear that.
Here we go.
What do you say we put some skin in the game? We come back and beat you. You cough up something good.
Like what?
You're bored.
And if we continue to kick your butt?
Another surf lesson with Romeo. On me. You're on.
Oh,
oh my God.
Man.
So funny hearing that.
This is, and I mean, with the Oscars right around the corner.
Oh my God.
That was all three of you. We got to hear all three of you in that clip.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. When was it? Oh, you would know. I was going to say, when was that? I have no clue.
Well, we could look it up. I don't know when you shot it, but I'll look up the year of the movie right now. But, I'm a fan of all.
2009 is when came out.
Oh, okay. We must have shot it then before that, too.
They probably shot it shortly after Micronesia, which is the season that they both went to the end in.
Yeah, okay, that was the height of their fame.
That aired in 2008. I remember specifically that it aired because that's when I met my wife.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I remember that I had my first date with her, I think, the same night of that season premiere. And I half of my mind was on getting home and watching that after our date.
Okay, not so sweet.
No, not sweet at all.
It would be sweet if you if you just stayed on the date despite it airing. Just say that.
Well, I did. I was TiVoing it. So I wasn't running home from the date to watch it. I just knew that no matter how the date went, I had that to look forward to.
2008, that was 2009, that was when Parvati and Amanda were at their height of popularity, and so was TiVo.
There you go.
Oh, good to know.
I love TiVo. Well, Mircea, this is fantastic. Let's fast forward because we only have Mircea for a short time tonight.
Yeah, and we want to hear your opinions on this episode.
So you had never seen... Now, it's interesting because, Ryan, you said it was a great episode. I thought it was a rather dull...
Oh, really?
...for Survivor.
Okay.
I mean, keep in mind, Mircea, Survivor's been on for 16 years, and I've watched every single episode. So to me, I thought it was good, but I wasn't.
Is it just if it's gone 16 years? Obviously, it has viewership. Is it also relatively inexpensive? I mean, compared to a normal show to make, if it can go.
I think so.
Both
yeah.
of those things are true. It usually wins its night.
Million.
Yeah,
it
9
still
million,
wins its time slot. Yeah,
8 or 9 million usually per episode.
Oh, that's incredible.
It used to be obviously way, way bigger, but it's still big enough that it wins its time slot.
Yeah, that's incredible. We won't talk about this because everyone listening probably already knows, but
that's okay.
So they shoot, how many do they do? Like, how long does it run? How many episodes are there?
I think 13.
But they do two seasons a year.
Two seasons a year.
Okay, so they do like 26.
So this is season 32.
Right.
Because they do two per year.
Right.
And what did you, you've never seen the show. What did you think?
Well, I thought firstly just how, it was kind of amazing to me how much it was in my awareness, even never having seen it.
Right.
Like I knew, yeah. I already kind of knew things, which I thought was pretty amazing, which makes sense if it's been 16 years, but just through whatever, accidentally having read stuff or it being commercial.
Accidentally.
Do you know what I mean?
Everything about everything. And it's like, come on already, please.
Nice. Okay, I have a question. Well, I have so many.
Yes,
but,
please ask them all. We're here to answer.
So there's beauty. What is Braun? I don't, so there's obviously I understand beauty. How do they decide who's in what to begin with?
That's well, a very good question.
Now you know they don't do this at every season. This is the theme of this season. They've done beauty versus brains versus Braun once before.
Okay.
That's how they divided them. They didn't used to divide them by according to any theme, but it's pretty common now. And I think the way they do it is they cast the season and then divide them up, which is why sometimes there's somebody who could be on another team or
yeah,
should be on another team.
It's so superficial and gross, but in like the brain one, I thought that one girl is so beautiful.
Right. Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
So I was like, well she's
are we
both.
Talking about Elizabeth? Liz?
I think so.
Yeah. The one that wanted to boil water.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, I didn't understand how they divide it. And I was like, she's, why is she in?
Generally
well, because
speaking,
she's a,
it's based on their jobs.
She's
and
a
she's,
quantitative yeah. strategist, whatever that.
Exactly. Wait, but so the people that are thought of as attractive don't have jobs that are like looks based?
I guess not. No. Sometimes they do.
One's a life coach.
It's very arbitrary. You know, one season they did white collar, blue collar, and no collar.
Oh, that's
and cool. Every single episode of our podcast, we had to explain to our guest what no collar was supposed to mean.
Right.
It's people who don't follow any rules. But ooh. There's always somebody who could be on any of the three tribes, or there's somebody who... Like, you're like, why is she considered brawny? You know, she's not.
Right.
Of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And
yeah, but they all are kind of stereotypically pretty, you know, aesthetically, whatever, I get it.
Yes. Well, I mean, Ty, who's the older Asian guy, he stands, the first week there were people on his own tribe questioning why he, or at least one person, why is he on the beauty tribe?
Yeah, I mean,
he's not stereotypically beautiful like we are.
Yeah, he's just not attractive, but he's so damn cute.
There you go.
He has inner beauty, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's also a gardener, so maybe the idea being he works with beauty all day.
It's very loosely designated. And I'll tell you, within a couple weeks, because what you saw was episode 2 of the season. Okay. By episode 4, usually they'll completely... abandon this concept and mix up the tribes.
Oh, right. Okay, that makes
configurations
sense.
Just to keep them on their toes.
Okay.
So while we're on the subject of Ty, let's talk about one of the scenes I thought really stuck out, which is this bromance budding between Caleb and Ty.
That was kind of adorable.
I love it. I was smiling. I thought it was sweet and wonderful.
So I agree.
They're really... Caleb is getting an amazing edit for Caleb.
Yes. Now, Caleb... was on Mercedes was on Big Brother.
Oh, he's okay.
Once in a while they've had somebody get plucked from another CBS reality show. And so viewers sort of know Caleb, and it's funny to see him on this other show.
Do they get paid? I know they win money or whatever, but like, do they get paid? How can you take off work for that long?
Well, most of them have nothing better to do, but they get a stipend.
Okay.
And the further you go, the more money you get.
Okay. That's good.
So if you're the first off, it's probably like a few grand. I don't know how much it is.
No, it's got to be more than that because you still have to disappear for 39 days.
That's right. You have to go. You have to be gone the whole time so nobody knows who won. You know.
Oh.
So they can't say, oh, well, Jenny came home so soon she obviously didn't win.
So then what do they do for the rest of the time? Where do they
chill? They're thrown in a pit.
they stay at a resort somewhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
With no connection to the outside world.
Oh, yeah. Not so awesome.
Yeah, they chill out. But yeah, they still have to be disconnected from their family and friends.
Okay. Huh, good to know.
Yeah. When I've told this story on the podcast before, but when my little nieces found out, because I have a dream of being on Survivor someday, and my nieces know that. And when they found out that you went on basically a vacation if you got voted out first, they said, well, I hope you get voted out first.
Well, yeah, so, that's the thing. Is I'm like, why wouldn't you just go and then peace out and then you just chill for a month?
I mean, there are a few people who do that.
Right.
I think it would be boring. I mean, you aren't even allowed to go on the internet.
And it's not like you're with the people, like your friends and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're with the five other people that went out early.
You're with the other losers.
Your handlers, who are kind of like glorified tour guides at that point.
Yeah, that's the worst. You're right.
And then the second half of the show, they get voted out, but they remain on the show. So they start to form a jury. So they're still a part of the show, but they're not playing the game. They're,
that would be perfect.
And then in the finals, the jury votes on who wins.
Right. Okay.
But what did you like? Did you enjoy watching it? Did you not?
I totally enjoy. I kind of was like, oh God, am I going to spend an hour doing this when I should be working? No offense. And then
I'm taken.
And then it went by super fast. I was completely invested. It was really entertaining. It makes sense to me now why it has been on for that many years. And I felt invested, like, now I want to know what happens next week. Like,
Right. We got another one, Scott.
We got one. We got one. You know, most of our guests who haven't seen it have felt that way to some degree. But our mutual friend, Allison Floral, was a guest in our first season. She had never seen Survivor. She hated it.
Really?
She was like, I never want to see this again.
That's so funny. I thought it was so entertaining. And like, it's so psychological. I don't know. I thought it was cool. And also it's like weirdly sexy. Everyone's in little clothes and it's raw and like.
That is part of the appeal.
Yeah.
But it is very psychological. You're right. Like Ryan and I are really into it for the strategy element. And right. I as well, like really like the psychological element of how do you have to get people to, you have to vote people out while getting them to not hate you so they could vote for you to win.
It sounds like Hollywood.
It really is. It's a metaphor for any workplace, anything.
It's so true.
How do you survive and do what's best for yourself to get yourself one step further?
Yeah, and be like, you have to manipulate. I mean, it's just even from one, it seemed like manipulative, but also with that end, that was pretty amazing.
That was pretty unprecedented. That was a complete implosion.
We can talk about that. We can skip around. Let's talk about that.
I'm out of order.
Yeah,
totally fine. So a little backstory, because I know our listeners will be eager for us to get to this topic. Before the season started, Scott and I each made a winner pick based on scant information, like some interviews and maybe some videos, right?
Right. We hadn't seen a single episode. But in the past seasons, we did pretty well with our...
Yeah. We've done... Last season in particular, we did fairly well.
Yeah.
So my first pick, I go first, and both Scott and I ended up wanting the same person. And my pick was Jenny right away.
Wow.
She's going to win. But then, since Scott can't pick Jenny, he decides he's going to pick someone else. He picks Darnell, who went last week.
So both of our picks.
We could not have done worse.
Yeah, you guys are terrible.
I'm telling you, I still think Darnell can pull this out.
Yeah.
I still think Darnell can win.
Are they allowed to come back?
No.
Oh.
So I mean, there have been a few seasons where that happened.
But you know at the beginning of the season that that's going to happen.
Yeah. You didn't in,
oh,
in
that's right.
Pearl yeah, Island. Pearl Islands, that's why that season has a black mark.
Right. Every other time, though, it's some mechanism of the game that sends people back and you know it's going to happen.
Right.
So they're not coming back, despite Scott holding out hope.
I still think. We didn't know in Pearl Islands. This time, this could be the time. And although I hated it then, this time, Darnell's going to come back and win it all. I'm telling you.
Last
year, we had that time when Mike Holloway imploded before our eyes and went from the top of the totem pole to the bottom. And I thought it within a matter of minutes. And I thought we'd never seen anything like it. Now, he went on to win the game.
Oh, wow.
Not so with Jenny Lanzetti. I love her name, Lanzetti.
Yeah, that's a great name.
It's such a great cop name.
Yeah.
Lanzetti and Cass.
It's like, it's just a good tough chick name, you know?
Yeah. You're too tough, Lanzetti.
That's so
gotta rein, she's bad cop.
An out of control cop, and I got to rein you in. That was staggering. What
amazing,
happened?
Amazing.
Have you read any interviews, Ryan? Do we have.
Okay.
So, what happened
so
there?
The unfortunate fact is that she says in her exit interview that they were targeting her before Tribal Council. And her jumping in and saying, you know, of course other plans were discussed was really like her way of defending herself because she knew she was actually a target.
Hmm.
No, that's not true.
But it sure seemed like Jeff was just like, all right, let's get into this. Jenny, what do you think? And she freaked out immediately.
Well, she said she has whatever, no impulse control or whatever. Yeah. And so, yeah, of course. Yeah. She doesn't think things through. So then she says dumb shit and then backtracks.
Right.
But oh, man. I mean, like, I feel like we've all been in that place in whatever situation where you're like, oh, shit, oh, and then you're just scrambling and digging deeper and deeper and deeper.
Even before she collapsed at Tribal Council, when she said that, what you just noted, that I can't control myself, I have low impulse control, I was like, oh, why did I ever think she was going to win?
I know.
I was like, oh, my God, she's a disaster.
Yeah. But the show did such a great job of setting up Alicia as the one who might go home.
She's a ditz and a half.
And a half.
Like, last week seemed like she should have gone home. This
right.
week they're all saying she should have gone home. Now she's definitely going home. So just the whole episode, you just assume she's the one who's going to go. It's going to be a boring tribal. Maybe they'll show us something where we can have some hope later, mm-hmm. which is what they did. So you're like, okay, the all-girl alliance, that will make me think maybe they'll go another way. But then the fact that it's like someone totally unexpected who goes home was like amazing. And that's why I say it was a good episode, Scott.
Okay, I'll give you that. It was a good ending.
I like it when I'm surprised at Tribal Council.
Yes, I do like that a lot.
And I thought there were...
When you're surprised.
There were actually a lot of really funny moments in this episode. The whole thing with Ty trying to get the idol was really funny.
I agree. I totally agree. It was super entertaining.
What was that tool? Is that
okay,
like they didn't intend people
out.
To climb? They didn't intend him to climb the tree.
They did.
It's
what, here's what I think, Scott, because they have that two-part idol where you need two different idols to combine to make one. I think they're suggesting you're going to need two people to get any idols. So you have to trust someone to help you out.
But what was the tool?
So here's what I think. Okay, I had to watch three times to figure this out.
Oh, damn.
So when he finds the first clue in the side
single?
Of the
tree.
No, I'm married.
It's just he's just a sad his wife is just very lonely.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. It was funny. I thought you were asking because you know, it's so attractive that this person would want to watch Survivor so many times.
She was immediately like, oh, this could be a good boyfriend for he's married. Darn.
Anyways, okay, so he finds the clue in the side of the tree, right? And it says the idol is buried at the base of this tree, right? Then he goes down and he finds that tool. Well, I actually think the idol is buried at the base of the tree. It's locked in a box, right? And in order to get the key, he has to climb the tree and push the key out of like that tube using the device they gave him. So it's actually the key that's in the tree. The idol is locked in a box underneath the other tree.
So yeah, because the clue did say the idol is buried, right?
Yeah, but when he found where it was buried, it was actually like, psych, you got to go get the key. So that tube is hiding the key and he can push it out of the tube with that device they gave him.
Well, what was up at the top of the tree?
The tube with the key in it.
I'm so confused. Okay, but then but to climb the tree, he got all cut up. I thought maybe the tool was something that helped you
I think the tool
get just, it from down on the ground.
The tool is something you push into the tube to push the key out of the top of the tube. Right? You couldn't do it with your hand.
Now you're just getting me hot.
The tube is too small maybe to stick your hand in. So
that's what she said.
We're losing everyone. I'll put a
diagram.
Okay. We'll put maybe I'll put a diagram. I drew a little diagram. Maybe I'll put that up on the on the blog. Well,
I love that you drew a diagram.
I'll take a picture of it. Because I had to figure out what was going on. Like I'm like looking at him, like, what is this thing that's in his hand? You know.
Sure.
So, you know, the bottom line is the key is up on the tree, and the box with the idol in it is beneath the other tree, buried in the ground. They really overcomplicated it. They could have just put the idol way up in the tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although maybe they wanted someone to see the tube in the tree and go, what's that? And then climb up and get it thinking it would be the idol, but then it's just a key.
It's like sometimes you can just find the idol and other times you've got to really work for it.
Yeah, sometimes it's visible
at camp. What idol?
Yeah, there we go. Good question.
So there, at a certain point over the course of these 32 seasons, they added this wrinkle of a hidden immunity idol, where if you find it, it's buried somewhere, it's hidden somewhere, and if you find it, you don't have to tell anybody. You can if you want, and you can pull it out and save yourself from getting voted out.
Right. Okay. That's what I gathered.
Yeah, you gathered correctly. But they've started making it more difficult to find.
Yeah, this is difficult. They've had it very difficult in the past. Remember in Fiji, it was buried like 6 feet underground in the middle of camp?
Yeah.
Where in Fiji were they?
Good question.
I don't know.
They are going back to Fiji for seasons 33 and 34.
Oh, wow. I wonder where they are. That's where I grew up. I just wonder where they shot it.
What, you grew up in Fiji?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In Nandi, yeah. Anyway, let's keep talking about the show.
Well, that's fascinating.
That's very interesting.
Okay,
so many connections to Survivor.
I know.
Who knew?
All right. And to think you'd never seen the show.
I know.
I wonder why you liked it.
Oh, yeah. And seeing I was just like, oh, that looks like home.
Was there anything else that sort of confused you about it or? They had questions.
I think that's why it's so smart. Is that having not seen it and watched it, I followed nothing. It wasn't even the thingy, the idol thing, whatever. It was clear to me. I mean, clear enough that meant immunity, and then he'd be okay. Like everything made sense, even though I hadn't seen prior episodes and had never seen it. You know that was.
Yeah.
I thought that's super smart. That it's whatchamacallit when you can watch a show and know everything. It's not episodic. Well, you know what I mean. When it's in itself makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know what the word is, but I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I thought I was super impressed with that. But
That's what I love so much about Survivor is it's very simple on the face, but the more you watch it, the more you realize that there's so many layers to it.
The game itself is both elegant in its simplicity, but also is so complex in that it can go into so many. There's so many different permutations or directions it can go.
You sound
based
like
on all these variables. What?
You sound like a New Yorker review.
What?
Like a review, like in the New Yorker.
New Yorker. I thought you said you sound like a New Yorker, Rubio.
Oh.
It's like, what? Does she think she's talking to Senator Rubio right now?
Move that gray matter!
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about Debbie? Talk about Debbie?
Annoying.
Do you know who we're talking about, Mercedes?
The one that was not in the challenge and was hitting those stick things together.
She's insane.
Debbie is my hero. I love characters like Debbie. They are so oblivious to everything going on around them, but yet they think they know everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing TV. And here's the best part about Debbie. Some news came out about Debbie in the real world. That fits so perfectly with this episode.
What?
So you know in this episode she's saying,
just because I have an immune system like a horse doesn't mean you do.
She's talking
such
about
a weird statement.
She's talking about the water, how she can drink water, and she could say, I've worked with water for 20 years. I can look at water and know if it's going to harm
right.
me or whatever.
Yeah,
she, so here's the crazy thing. She was indicted for filing false water safety reports in her old job.
What?
Yeah, it was like Flint, Michigan. She was like, she lied about the contents of the water
in Flint, Reading,
Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bizarre.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, that news just came out the day after.
I can look at water and know exactly what's wrong with it and then not report it.
Yeah, so maybe she wasn't even intentionally lying. She was just like, nah, this looks good. Sign it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be it too. She strikes me as somebody with a lot of confidence that's very misplaced.
As they say in education, A's don't complain. You know? Just
I've never heard.
Market good and no one will complain.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it now. I did get the feeling that she's going to be with us for the whole season.
I can't wait for that.
I mean, it was great when Peter was just like,
he goes,
she does not know what she's doing. Therefore, I will keep her around as long as possible.
I'm keeping Debbie around as long as I can.
Yeah.
I pulled that because,
it made you happy.
Yes. I could not have been happier about that.
She's like Shambo and Coach had a baby.
Oh yeah, totally.
She's
like so many characters that have played the game before, and I say character because
that's what she is.
She has no chance of winning. Although that character has won before, or certainly made it to the end.
Who? What character?
No one that insane though.
Nobody. Who won? Who was like her?
All right, so she fills she fills the Lisa Welchel, Denise Stapley slot kind of.
What?
Definitely the Lisa Welchel slot. It's like the
mom. Lisa Welchel was not insane.
No, she wasn't insane. I'm just saying like that demographic of the older lady. You know what I mean.
Mercedes, do you know who Lisa Welchel is, by the way?
No clue.
Okay. She was Blair on Facts of Life.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She played Survivor.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I love telling people that. She was on season 25. She did pretty well, too.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was very weird.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
She was just a fan who applied. She was like, I'm no longer not really, you know, doing this as a celebrity. I just
like the game. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. I think Debbie will be on. Speaking of past characters, I also thought it was funny when Ty was climbing the tree.
Yeah. Oh,
how did the Aussie do this so easily?
I love the line where he goes, Jeff is really testing me right now. Like, yeah. It's Jeff's.
I love
when they like thank Jeff for things. And I'm like, wait, he's what?
Yeah.
Jeff is like God on this show.
Did he create it?
No, but he is one of the showrunners now.
Oh, he
is. He did not start out that way, but he is now. Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow. That's amazing. So like he was just the host and got a hosting job and then now has been doing six. Wow.
He's such an important part of the show. I honestly can't imagine it existing without him. So it's sort of like they had to make him a showrunner to keep him around kind of.
Because he's such a state. He's the only consistent thing, right? I mean,
right. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. Can you imagine the show without him, Scott? I can't. It's really hard.
I have a very, active imagination. I can imagine it. Sure.
It would be bad. I just mean, can you?
Let me help you out. Picture the show. Now picture a different person as the host.
Okay.
You have now imagined it.
Is he just like in different countries for 9 months a year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's 39 days. So let's say it's 6 weeks at a time. So about 3 months.
Oh, right. I'm thinking it's like a normal TV show shoot, but no, it's only 39 days. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, 39
days. He's probably out there 10 days ahead, maybe.
Right. So let's say he's there for, you know, 2 months tops and then another 2 months. They shoot them semi back to back.
Right.
So about half the year he's in and out.
And then but then doesn't have to work the rest. I mean, who knows? I love these. I love minutia.
Yeah, well, it's really sort of interesting from a production point of view, because oftentimes the finale will always, they reveal the winner in a live. They'll do 2 hour finale and then a 1 hour live thing where they reveal the winner. Mm-hmm. And often that live finale is being taped, is being done like right after he's come back from shooting the season that's going to air next.
Oh, okay, right.
So he's like a couple behind or ahead or...
Yeah, ahead.
It's pretty confusing, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this season... Season 32 was actually, they'd never done this before, shot before season 31, which we won't get into that whole thing. But so this was shot nearly a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine you go on the show, maybe you do really well, and you're under NDA. You're not allowed to talk about how you did for over a year.
I mean, can they really not talk about it? Like, can they... I mean, you know, they're like telling their spouses, like, okay.
They might tell their spouse.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some of them don't. Some of them have bragged about, you know, oh, I fooled my family, told them I got voted out when I knew I was probably going to win. But I'm sure they tell somebody, but they're usually pretty good about keeping it secret. I mean, I think they're really threatened with, you know, you will not get paid and you might owe us money.
Right, which is scary. But then how, if you're the winner of the money, how do you not tell your family?
I don't know. I've never been in that position.
At least one person managed to do that.
What do you mean?
Well, Chris, right?
I'm at Chris. Yeah.
His wife found out when she was at the reunion show and they watched the final episode together.
I mean, you don't know for sure that you've won, yeah, but you have a good idea of it. You know that you've made it to the very finals, to the final tribal council, and that you're one of the two or three people who could win. And then, but sometimes you kind of know, like, yeah, I know I won. And other times it's a toss up.
Wait, you as the winner don't know you win?
Not until they reveal the vote live. Everybody vote. You do the final tribal council, the jury votes, and then Jeff's like, all right, see you at the live finale.
Oh, I misunderstood. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's a weird
for
schedule.
For the viewer, it's immediate. Yeah. Like, they go, okay, we'll see you there. And then
Well, sometimes have to wait for Jeff to ride his jet ski from Fiji to New York.
I haven't done that in a long time. Yeah. They used to do these big, great productions where Jeff would walk off the island, like get on a boat or a helicopter and jet ski around and then arrive in LA or New York and walk into the live finale. I miss that.
It's so corny, but I do miss it.
I'm so cheesy.
Yes, they unfortunately dropped that a while ago, but
mistake.
All right.
Yes, exactly. So
I want to talk a couple more things. I want to talk about Alicia building a fire. Yeah.
5 hours.
It took her 5 hours.
But she did it. I thought it was endearing.
I did too. And while
it was endearing,
I was just laid around and dissed her for 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It was endearing, absolutely. But I also sort of think, like, you know, isn't that kind of like you get a million monkeys banging away on a million keyboards and you eventually get the complete works of Shakespeare?
I mean, like eventually it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well, it showed that she really cared and really wanted to try, but on the other hand, did it further isolate herself?
How? Why?
By sort of doing her own thing. I mean, it's a cruel game. Mm. You know, like, she wasn't a part of the group during that. Nobody was appreciating her for that.
Yeah.
Right. But then once she got it done, wasn't she appreciated?
She was, at least, you know, outwardly, but it might, you know, they were caught up in the moment of being happy about having fire.
Those guys seem kind of like assholes.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I don't know.
Especially Jason.
Well, yes. But it's not wrong to think that she's like a dum-dum and like that doesn't maybe bring a lot of value. She's not that strong or smart. So I don't
think that's true, too. That's true, too.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not wrong. It's definitely wrong to flick your skin into the drinking water and then say, "We're gonna make her drink it."
Oh God!
Yeah, who did that again?
Jason. Yeah. It was nasty. Also, Jason willingly got sunburnt. They get as much sunscreen as they want.
Well, my question was, when it cut to him talking, he had a long sleeve shirt on. So I was like, well, why wasn't he just wearing his long sleeve shirt?
He did it for, I think he did it for TV. Like, just to say, I'm a tough guy. I can handle this.
Or did he just I've gotten accidentally sunburned like a million times.
It's possible, the first
day. Like, are some people more susceptible than others?
Well, that's definitely true. So maybe it's just like the first day when he was building the shelter, he just didn't pay attention and didn't go grab some sunscreen.
That's just your theory that he did it.
My theory is that he did it so that he could go, I'm in a lot of pain, I hate sunburn, but I was in Iraq and I can handle any of this. I can embrace the suck, as he said.
Yeah, like tough guy. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he would have done that on purpose. There's plenty of other things he could
do.
I'm
cynical, so, you know.
I'm super cynical, but I believe in Jason.
Like, I'm so cynical that
I believe in our military.
I think that Caleb and his bromance with Ty is completely for the cameras.
Well, I never trust anyone that's on multiple reality shows.
Exactly. Right. It's so easy. Like, Caleb is so camera savvy now.
Is he?
I think he
used the word savvy to describe.
But he is. I think he's production savvy. Like, look how he did a flip off the boat in the first scene. Like,
right.
He's like,
well,
I'm definitely going to get on camera for this.
But he's always a show. But to be fair, on Big Brother, he was a show off.
Yeah.
He likes to jump around. And on Big Brother, he was like really good friends with another gay guy. Like, that
they cuddled together at night and stuff.
What I find to be awesome is that these days, I see much less homophobia in young reality show contestants, and I see it as a sign of progress.
Absolutely. Look, it's much, much better for me to be cynical and say he's playing to the cameras than if, you know, the alternate option, which is for him to just be an asshole. So I'll definitely take what he's doing.
Well, there's another alternate option that he really feels the way he said he feels.
That's true. Which I'll take, of course, that's what I prefer, but I'm skeptical because also Caleb on his season of Big Brother, there was a really, really high profile gay straight bromance, for lack of a better word, that like became immensely popular outside.
Oh, so you think he's trying to emulate?
I wouldn't be surprised if he saw the success of Zanky and was like, you know, maybe here's a good opportunity for me to really get a lot of camera time and make, you know.
But either way, bringing it back to what we normally talk about, he is heavily featured, which means he must be a significant part of the show.
Here's what I think they're setting up. And actually now, because of the two, I really think they're really trying to set up the fact that the two idols that come together to form one super idol. And in order to find idols, you need help, I think, this season. So I think that Ty is going to go to Caleb and say, hey, and Caleb's the obvious choice to get to help you with this because he's so strong. Ty's going to go to Caleb and go, hey, will you help me find this idol? You know, and potentially setting up the opportunity for them to use two idols together.
Well, you were right about Jenny Lanzetti. So
I'm wrong all the time. I never listen back to these because I know I'm wrong. People tweet at me stuff where I said something just ridiculous in retrospect. Like,
that's always me tweeting at you. I create new identities on Twitter just to torment you.
Okay.
Who haven't we talked about? What haven't we talked about? Because we only have our very special guest for a short time.
I think we covered a lot of it. I mean, there's the issue with Joe and Liz where Joe spills too much. He uses too much kerosene. And
right,
Liz kind of has a mini breakdown where...
Wait, one's Liz?
The one that you thought was pretty.
Oh, yeah.
who was upset about not having water.
I think that Liz is either foreshadowing her own medevac or foreshadowing the medevac of Joe/Debbie.
That was so funny when they're just drinking the untreated water.
Yeah, Steven was saying in Cambodia before last season, they did that. They drank the untreated water because they didn't have fire for 3 days.
Mm.
And he got hashtag severe gastrointestinal distress. So.
Right.
Oh, that's so painful.
There were some terrible hashtags on this last episode.
Wait, yeah. Why do they hashtag it for people watching it to do that and like comment?
I think that's their hope. I don't know.
They hope people are going to tweet hashtag stolen kiss, you know?
Yeah. The only one that I ever really liked was hashtag gastrointestinal distress. But yeah, you mean Marseille, you didn't tweet out hashtag stolen kiss?
No, well, one, I wasn't watching it live, and two, I didn't care that much.
I don't know. Do people use those hashtags for
they
real?
Must, right? They must.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
No, there are people that use them. Like, do they use them a lot? Probably not, but
right.
They wouldn't keep doing it if they weren't.
Wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they, though, Ryan?
Yeah, true.
They're trying. They only added that, obviously, a couple of years ago. It's an unwelcome addition to the show.
Well, I agree.
Do you want to? Should we do our segments then before Marseille has to get out
of
here?
Yeah, let's do our segments.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Here's the first one. Here we go.
Hold up.
Hold up, bro.
Okay.
Oops. Well, this is Hold Up, Bro.
And, did your sample end early?
Yeah, we do
these segments every week, Marseille, and of course you know that as an avid listener.
Of course.
And they're all named after great quotes in Survivor history. And this is Hold Up, Bro. This is what was the moment from this episode that you said, "Hold up, bro, I got to see that again."
Oh, so you do that, then you're asking me?
Yeah.
But you don't have to go first. You can.
You don't have to go first. Yeah.
Oh, no. Hold up, bro. I guess I say that again would be when they were doing the challenge and one guy, like, did a fancy thing. Like, he rolled onto the – he, like, somersaulted. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Who was that? Was that Caleb? Probably.
I have no idea. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, you're – everybody looks exhausted and he's sitting there like somersaulting, kind of a show off, maybe not a hold up bro, but more of like a wait, what?
Yeah. That's good. We didn't talk about the challenge much, but so we could talk about that real briefly if anything stuck out for you, Scott.
I don't even remember the challenge.
The challenge was carry a big log,
yeah,
untie the rope from it and then throw the ball at the slingshot the ball at a target, right?
Oh, right. Sounds like a Survivor challenge, yeah. yeah, nothing stood out for me.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. There was no funny moments. Jeff didn't say anything crazy, so that's
a
good one.
What was your hold, bro?
Mine was Jason's speech at the end where he says, "Never on Survivor has someone gone. Hey guys, in my alliance, I'm thinking about flipping, but you know, I don't know how that's going to go. So, you know, I may come back and say I'm not flipping. So, hopefully, we're still good then."
Right.
Do you remember when he said that? I love that. Whatever he said, it so much better than I did. I loved it so much because it's like really summed up the whole situation really well. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was great.
Jason alternates between I really, really hate him and I really, really love him, which I imagine is probably what it was like watching Russell Hance.
Yes, it was. He is in the Russell mold. He would like to be the next Russell. Those are pretty big and scummy shoes to fill. gosh, I'm, as usual, completely unprepared. But I think I feel like Jenny's whole collapse at Tribal Council. I think I actually did rewind at one point because I felt like, did I miss something?
When she stood on the bench.
That was insane.
Like, has anyone ever done that before?
She seemed so together. I have a theory. I think that bug that was in her, that crawled into her, took over her brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, something happened.
Thou dost protest too much.
Oh man, yeah, I still get chills. Now you know.
Yeah, about Alicia just keeping quiet? Like, wow, I was impressed because last week Alicia talked too much.
I thought she needed to argue a little bit harder to stay, but apparently she didn't need to.
I don't think you.
I loved her reaction when she, didn't get voted out.
Yeah.
She had a good.
I just liked her happiness. I don't know.
Do you think that for the rest of her life, Jenny will cringe if anybody says, I just want to put a bug in your ear. I'm thinking of changing the way we do our filing here at the office.
Mircea, you're lucky you missed the whole bug thing. You just saw it on previously on.
Yeah. It was one of the more disturbing things.
It was like 100 times longer than that. She said in her exit interview, she had that bug in her ear for 36 hours.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You know how many hours I would have had it in? A half. Yeah. And then I would have quit the game and gone to the hospital.
Oh, God.
$1 million sounded great. Not having a bug in my ear.
Priceless.
Exactly.
All right, let's do our next segment. Here we go.
Okay. What's the time?
It's time to get ill.
What's the time?
It's time to get
ill regrets.
Alright, this is Ill Regrets. This is who do you think is going to have ill regrets about the way they, about a choice they made or anything
they did that they may later regret. The person voted out not eligible.
Oh, really?
It's too easy.
Because that's too easy. Of course she's going to regret everything she did.
And their regrets at this point will have no effect on the game, so. I'll go first.
You go first.
I'm going to say Liz for all that foreshadowing of someone's medevac because it's probably going to be hers.
Mm.
That's a very meta answer, but.
Is she the one that you said dated Steven?
She did, yeah. That was a big topic of discussion at the live know-it-alls last night.
Well, we'll talk about that later in the show. Steven's got quite a track record. Yeah, who do I think is going to regret something? I don't have a big Mercedes. Anything coming to mind for you?
The guy that spilled the kerosene?
Oh, yeah. That didn't exactly endear him to his tribe.
It sure didn't. I mean, that's a big mistake. Big mistake.
Yeah, it's...
They kind of mentioned it, whatever, but I don't know. To me, that seemed like a big deal.
Yeah, because we know, Scott, fire is life.
That is true. Well, also, he and Debbie seem to isolate themselves a bit. He's always like, Debbie and I are the only ones going, you know what to do. Like, you're aware there's only two of you.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to branch out with your with your group over there.
But look, that makes me a Joe fan because that if he's in Debbie's alliance, I'm a fan of him.
Man.
I really think Aubrey could switch over and go with those two.
I think she might. I think Aubrey's going to be in for the long haul.
Wait, who's that?
She did not get any screen time this episode.
Okay.
But she
had
a
big moment. She was in the previously on where she had like sort of a breakdown the previous week where she.
Okay.
She was like, I can't handle it.
Yeah. And she has like in that shot in the previously on, she has like a dollop of green goo on her face. It's really weird looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't feel like I got to know her.
Yeah,
right. No,
she didn't even get a confessional, I don't think. She disappeared this episode, which she might be in for the long haul, but she probably doesn't win then.
We'll see. I don't know. Natalie White, a lot of disappearance with her.
But she had confessionals in every episode.
Natalie White did not.
Oh, not Natalie White. But Natalie White is... Nobody had confessionals that season.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that another time.
All right.
Who do I think? I feel like Ty wasn't really playing things very well, but then he did. You know, at first I thought after last week when they were like, you're looking for the idol. And he's like, yeah, give me 5 more minutes. And then this week when he seemed to be doing that again, staying out a long time, then climbing up the tree and cutting up his legs. But then he kind of turned it around. So for ill regrets, I am going to agree that it was Joe, the old guy.
That's a good one.
But for sort of isolating himself a bit and for drinking the water. He was convinced that there were no pathogens. He's too old to be. And the guy he's talking to about it is a doctor. He's like, "Yeah, there's no pathogens in there." The doctor's like, "Oh, yeah, don't drink that."
All right. Well, Mercedes got to get out of here, so let's quickly do our last segment.
Our final segment.
Here we go. We only like it if it's loud. We
only like it if it's loud. Go! I can get loud too. What the?
All right, this is getting loud. Who got loud this week? Who stood out and impressed you?
Who stood out in a positive way?
Yeah, and for me, it's Peter, because he said this.
I'm keeping Debbie around as long as I can.
Because I not only am happy that Debbie's going to be in the game longer, but also I think it's a smart play.
Yes.
Look at so many people like Debbie have lost in the finals, like Lil, you know, Shambo didn't get there, but she would have lost.
Right, or they're brought. Denise, they're either lose in the finals, or they're brought like Denise
Lunch
or
Lady Denise. Yeah, they're used.
Lunch Lady Denise. Yeah, they're used, and or Lydia in Guatemala, and they're dumped at the very end.
Yep,
yeah. I kind of felt the same way about. For me, it was between Peter for that single comment, but I also think Caleb stood out in a positive way.
He sure did, yeah.
And he got a very positive edit. So the whole Caleb tie thing, I thought, came off really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm giving it to them. They're sharing it.
Yeah, that's. I was going to say the little cutie climbing the tree. He was just...
He did stand out, didn't he? All right, Mercedes, before you go, why don't we see who you think is going to win the season?
Right. Obviously, we failed.
Okay. Well, I still don't understand exactly how it works or how, like, all the game, the manipulation and the strength and all, I don't know. But I would say just who I like. I probably want to say a girl. Mm-hmm. So I would probably – I think I'm going to stick with my chit, the smart pretty one. That wanted to boil water.
Liz.
Liz, all right. Yeah. It's not a bad choice.
No. No, I think she's a contender. You know, you're looking for somebody who you think is smart and can get along with people, but has the savvy to not get voted out, basically.
So it has to be likable.
Likable, but not too likable.
Not so likable that people vote you out because you're so likable that you'll definitely win.
Oh, see, I don't understand
that's
any of
that.
That's
next level, yeah, that's next
level. Although there have been a few people who transcended even that.
But like,
they're so likable that people still were like, they're definitely going to win, but I don't want to vote them out. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is hard to choose.
Yeah,
that's why me and Scott failed so miserably.
Well, we also hadn't seen a single episode yet. We were going off of photos.
Who would you guys choose at this point?
Okay. That's a tough question still. Like, no one really stands out to me, even having known, you know, watched so many seasons. Like, no one's really standing out as the person who's getting the edit that seems like a winner, which to me says it's got to be a woman because they don't.
It's time for a woman.
They don't edit women as obvious winners from the beginning, usually.
Hmm.
It's just a weird thing they do. It's indicative of a whole issue regarding gender on this show that we could do a whole podcast on, and it's been done, not by us, but
right. So
I'll just say that based on the way that the edit is, it has to be a woman in my mind. So for me, that's either Liz, Anna, Michelle, I think is really high on my list. Probably would be my pick at this point. She had a confessional this episode, but she was just talking about Caleb and Ty. So it wasn't a strategic
I'm at a loss. I mean, for me, there's contenders, a few of whom are men. I mean,
among
the women, I'd say Aubrey. I mean, of the women, I'd say Aubrey and Liz are so far the only ones that really stand out. Although, oddly, Alicia went up in the possibilities for me this week because of the fire thing and that she has survived. I would have predicted she would be out first, so she may be in it for a long time.
Do you think she's like getting a Fabio edit?
She could.
But she hasn't even had the moment that Fabio got, which is where he goes, people think I'm dumb, but I'm just going to let them think that.
Right.
You know, she's like legitimately dumb.
Yeah.
She's a ditz and a half.
And it's that extra half that puts her over the edge. Yeah, so I don't.
The answer to your question is that it's incredibly hard at this point to pick a winner.
Jason's a contender.
Jason
Scott's
has to be
a contender. Peter's a contender.
I think Jason and Scott are just getting a ton of screen time because their tribe goes to tribal.
Yeah. They're a disaster. Well, anyway, we don't know.
I was just going to say one thing I thought of with Liz. Okay, this is why. I was trying to figure it out. When she was upset, I liked the way she articulated. I liked the way that she was able to say, I need to step away. Like,
yes.
I don't think it was a freak out. I think it was really, like, calm. And this is what I need, but I know I'm upset. And expressing vulnerability and weakness, but in a strong way.
Yeah.
I agree. It was really smart. Like,
yeah,
she,
that was a good moment
for
her.
She was having an internal freak out, so she didn't let anybody see it.
Right, and she took care of herself.
And,
yes.
Yeah, she was in the right, too. We were led to believe she was in the correct because Debbie and Joe... Because anything that Debbie says is not correct on the show, the
right.
way she's being edited. So if anyone agrees with her, that person is not correct. And anyone who disagrees with Debbie is probably correct. So, yeah, I think this was, like, a very good episode for Liz. We got a lot. We got to know her very well. So
she's a contender. You may have convinced me. You may have hit it, Mercedes.
Yeah, I won.
Well, Mercedes,
what do I win?
You will win some serious bragging rights if you called it. You are a delight. You
Aww.
Said it all.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
This is super fun. I loved it.
Oh, good. Well, maybe we'll talk you into coming on again next season.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Where can we find you or see you or
tweet you?
Yeah, Twitter would be great. That's the only social media thing I do. It's at Miss M-I-S-S Mercea, M-I-R-C-E-A, at Miss Mercea.
And if we want to see Miss Mercea on Twitter, and if we want to see you on television?
Yeah, episode Showtime, Imposter on TV Land.
Are they coming back soon?
Yeah, they'll both. Well, we're about to start shooting both seasons, so it'll be a while.
You're going to be going back and forth shooting both.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, baller.
You are a baller.
Yeah.
And does an episode shoot in England?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What a lifestyle you're going to lead. That's
I know.
Exciting.
It's so
and while you're off jet setting about starring in major television series, will you have any interest in following Survivor? If we were to send you more links.
Yeah, no joke. I totally would love to. And I'll probably, but most likely I'll just text you and be like, what's up?
No. I don't mean that you have to appear on our show.
No.
I didn't mean that.
No, I mean, I don't know that I'll actually watch it, I definitely want to kind of know what's going on. So I'll probably just write you and be like, give me the scoop.
Feel free.
I'll tell you this.
I'll give you the scoop.
If Liz wins, you'll be the first to know from us.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be getting a text.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
Yep, thank you, Mercea Monroe.
Bye, Scott. Bye, Ryan.
Bye,
Mercea. All right. Did we get rid of her? Is she gone? Because we can continue talking.
Yeah, because we have some big news, right?
We've got a lot of news. What are you talking about? Our big sweepstakes?
Yes.
Should we reveal that winner?
Yes.
And then I want to know all about your experience at the Know-It-Alls.
Okay. Well, because people have been patiently waiting.
I'm sure. They didn't have the ability to fast forward.
No.
We don't allow that.
They won't know where to fast forward to. That's exciting.
That's true.
If I had like a drum roll sound. Why didn't I get a drum roll sound?
If only you knew a musician or somebody who could create music.
All right. Well, okay. The winner of the Survivor Buff giveaway.
Well, let's say the exclusive Snakes, Rats, and Goats podcast.
Yes.
Sweepstakes giveaway that we have been hyping.
All right. Well, should I reveal which buff they chose before I reveal their name to just like add more Ryan Seacrest?
That will eliminate 2/3 of the people hoping that
they will eliminate far more than that because this person chose Gondol.
Which is which tribe?
Good question. That is the beauty tribe. It's the yellow buff.
Not many people chose them.
In fact, I would say something like 75 to 80% of people chose brains.
That makes sense.
That says that says a lot about
our listeners. They're very smart, or they think they are. Yeah. It says a lot about people who are hardcore Survivor fans who listen to podcasts about Survivor.
Well, presumably they're also all very beautiful. So
now this, yes, well, all of our listeners are incredibly beautiful inside and out. Now this was a random draw, correct?
Random, 100% random draw
done by a computer program of some sort.
Exactly.
Okay, now who, please, which one of our wonderful...
I can stop Seacresting it? Okay, the winner is...
Do it more like Probst, he just says it.
Sue Schluter.
Congratulations,
Sue Schluter.
Congratulations, the Schlu. We call her, friends of hers, like me, call her the Schlu.
Yeah. Yeah, my orchestra director in high school was named Ed Schluter, so I hope they're related.
Oh, if they are.
He was a big influence.
Qualify.
Yeah. So, Sue, I will be emailing you. You probably have already received the email by the time you listen to this.
This is exciting.
I know.
Now, Sue, will you do us the honor of tweeting us or messaging us somehow with a photo of yourself wearing the buff?
It's not required.
It is not. I asked, will you? It's a favor. It's a request. We want to see you. We want to see you in your beautiful buff from the beautiful tribe. And congratulations.
Yeah. All right. Scott.
Did we have, would you say that we had over 1 million entrants in our sweepstakes?
I would not say that.
I would say it because I was not involved at all in the sweepstakes. So I don't really know how many we had. So I will say that we had over 1 million entrants. And Sue Schluter, you are the winner.
I will say this. We had over 41 entrants.
Wow. So that could be anywhere from 42 to infinity.
Yep.
Fantastic. Now
it's exciting because I like that, you know, it was mostly hardcore fans as far as I can tell. You know, because a lot of people who do sweepstakes just look for sweepstakes on Twitter that they just enter and they don't care what it is or, you know, anything about
right.
it. But from what I can tell, we got only fans of the podcast, which I love. It's awesome.
And we got some nice comments.
Yeah. And it's going to go, it's going to go to a fan.
Very appreciated for all who entered and anybody who said anything. Even halfway nice.
So this is probably really boring for the other people who didn't enter.
Eh, screw them. They didn't enter. They don't care.
But them. Sue's happy. She's doing the happy dance.
Sue is doing Jeremy's happy dance. It was Jeremy who talked about that.
Thank you to everyone for entering. Really appreciate it.
Now, really quick before we end, the other night you had the opportunity to perform at the live RHAP Know-It-Alls show.
Yep.
Can you give us a quick recap of your experience there?
So my favorite story from the night, Scott, you know Shut Up Tim.
I do, from
He's
the tribe
sort of
podcast.
Rob has a podcast, a song parody legend.
I mean, it's amazing that his parents would give him that name, but he's a nice guy.
So Tim and I hung out all day. We were bros all day. We had a bromance. And he performed with me, you know.
What did you guys perform?
We performed the Know-It-Alls theme with our own little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. It's on YouTube. Oh, or you can actually listen to the Know-It-Alls.
I
recommend that, because it's a great show. In fact,
it always is.
You should watch the YouTube of it. You should watch the video because it's probably better on video, although it's great.
I'll listen to it in the car and you'll be happy.
So my favorite,
that's all you're gonna get out of me.
My favorite story of the night. We get there early. Rob's, you know, we're saying hi to Rob. Rob, Steven's there. I'm excited to meet Steven. You know, he's one of my favorite, if not my favorite Survivor player ever. Rob goes to introduce and he goes, Steven, yeah, you should meet, this is the Ryan Elder. Just blank stare.
Steven had no idea who you were.
And I said, I don't think he knows who the Ryan Elder is, but that's okay. Right. Nice to meet you, right? Then Rob goes, and Steven, this is Shut Up Tim. Steven lights up like a switchboard. He could not be more excited to meet someone.
Well, in fairness, the tribe has been around a lot longer.
A lot longer. And Shut Up Tim is far more memorable than I am.
I think you're both equally memorable.
For better or worse.
Did you talk to Steve?
I did a little bit. It was great. It was great.
Did he know that? Did you tell him you have a podcast?
Well, I didn't tell him I had a podcast, but Rob said I do music for our Happen Stuff. So yeah, it was brief. They were busy. You know, it was before the show. They were getting ready. They actually had to watch the episode. They watched the West Coast or the East Coast airing, and then they recorded it so that they could play the recording of it whenever they wanted during the live note. So we watched the episode. I got to say, watching Survivor with 100 Survivor super fans is a very fun experience.
Was it fun?
Highly recommend if you can get to a live know-it-alls that you should try.
Now, were people quiet during the show? Because that's...
They weren't talking about the show, but they were reacting to the show.
Reacting, but they weren't talking during...
The whole tie scene with him and the idol and talking about Jeff and Ozzy, that got huge laughs.
I'm sure.
Gigantic laughs.
I mean, let's also be honest. There was alcohol involved.
Absolutely. It's 2-drink minimum, you know?
Yeah.
A shot that I should have mentioned earlier, but... the very first shot of the episode is over the shoulder of Ty. He's like a silhouette, and the rest of his tribe is like out in the water, and he's on the beach, and it's right before he goes to look for the idol. And it's like such a funny shot if you're a big Survivor fan, because you're like, what is he doing not in the water, right?
Right.
And so everyone laughed at that shot, like, uh-oh, this is not good for Ty, you know? Mm-hmm. But then he immediately finds the idol clue, and there are big cheers and celebrations. So it was quite fun. I have to say, it makes me want to watch every episode with a group of people.
That's the way I did it the first season.
Yeah, Scott, why don't we watch the episode together ever?
Well, first of all, half the time you're in another state.
That's true.
Second of all...
100% of the time you have...
Very small children. I work. I don't get home, you know, till the evening, and then we can't watch it until the kids are asleep. So often we don't start it until like 10 or 11 because our kids are insane and they stay up all night.
You know,
one is a baby, and so we can't predict it.
I have to say, though, probably my favorite part about the evening was meeting so many people that listened to this podcast, had so many positive things to say. And it was really great to hear.
So I
pass it on to you, Scott.
Thank you.
People are liking what we're doing, I think.
What do they say?
Well, they love the format, having a guest that's never seen the show.
Which
is great, because I actually was wondering how long people would want to listen to that.
Right.
To hear us explain what an immunity idol is over and over again.
Every week.
But, you know... I think people are into it. So
good. And what did they say about me, Ryan? I mean, let's get down to the
nitty-gritty. Said that you were by far the best.
Good. That's what I was hoping.
Two of us.
They would say.
Everyone wondered
really
where you were.
That they would say that to your face, but I guess that's how good I am. They didn't care that they were hurting your feelings.
Yeah. They didn't. That is how good you are. Yeah. No, there was a lot of questions. Where's Scott?
Oh, well,
too bad he couldn't join us.
Yeah, I was home with my crazy kids.
Maybe next time. I bet Rob will do this every year now.
I hope so, or every season.
Well,
he used to do it. I know he does it in New York.
Yeah, he's doing New York this season too, so.
That's great. Well, and I would love to meet all. I mean, it's funny because working in show business, I'm a major player in Hollywood.
Of course.
Meet a lot of famous people, and very few of them impress me, very few do I get excited about, like when you meet a star.
Of course.
You know, I'm very jaded, unless it's somebody like huge who really meant a lot to me.
Oh, Hugh Jackman?
yes, love him. No, like a Steve Martin, I would get very excited. Something like that.
Okay, sure.
But, you know, run-of-the-mill famous person, they may be great. I may think they're great, but I'm very jaded. But if I were to meet all these Survivor celebrities, that would be exciting for me.
Yeah, it was exciting. Absolutely.
I would be excited. Now, who else was there from the Survivor?
I didn't get to there. I didn't really, like, they get so mobbed. I didn't want to, like...
Yeah. I mean, that's where they're the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly.
They walk out of that building and they're just immortal again.
So Penner was there, and I wish I could have talked to him, but he was super mobbed. you know, people were chanting his name when Rob brought him up to the stage. He was by far the showstopper.
I would be chanting right along.
So the podcast is worth listening to just for Penner.
Yeah. Well, I love Penner. Yeah. Who else? You told me Max was
Max
there.
Max was there.
Max, friend of the show. Yeah. Max.
Tyler was there.
Tyler.
Corinne
friend
was there.
Of Max, therefore friend of the show. Yeah. Max and Corinne have a podcast.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. It's good together. Too. It's really good. I recommend
it's quite
it.
Quite a duo.
You get a lot of good inside baseball talk that you cannot get other places.
I believe it's called Survivor with all the fixins.
Yep. Is highly recommend it.
All right.
And then Jen Brown was there as well.
I'm a Jen Brown fan.
Yeah.
I am.
She didn't get a lot of, she didn't make the edit, as Tyler would have said.
She wasn't involved in the.
She didn't come up on stage, yeah.
But Tyler did?
Tyler did, yep.
And Max did?
And Max did.
Corinne and Penner. And that was it?
That was it.
All right.
But that's, I mean.
And of course, Rob and Steven.
That's plenty, right?
Rob and Steven are plenty. Rob's yes. plenty. I'm a huge fan.
Let's be honest. Yeah, no, it was great.
You know, one of my dreams is to be a guest on Rob Has a Podcast. Maybe help out with the voicemails. Maybe one day my dream will come true.
We can only hope.
Believe me, I will abandon you so quickly.
Hey, man, I did the voicemails. I didn't abandon you.
Just joking. I would never abandon you.
Oh.
You mean more to me than any other person I've ever done a podcast with.
All right. Well,
that's
good.
Well, but I love that you're a part of the RHAP experience. I'm going to call it the RHAP experience.
So you can live vicariously through me.
Well, I'm happy for you. I think it's fantastic that you contribute to that show. You do music for them, and it's fantastic.
It's such a good show, you know? Like, you and I, we're inspired by Rob.
Well, I mean, to me, like, honestly, I love what we do, but sure. And I love The Tribe. And I'm not that familiar with a lot of other podcasts, to be honest, because I am, you know, so, so busy and in demand.
Prolific.
By my family. But the fact that Rob was on the show and his guests, you know, who recap the show with him, as well as Steven on the Know-It-Alls, were on the show. And I would say the same about Max and Corinne's podcast, is that they offer a level of insight that we could never match or compete
true.
With.
That's
you know,
true.
And so I, you know, I, as a Survivor super fan, I would put those two first, and we're in at number three.
Well, I wouldn't even put us number three, but
what?
We don't have to get into that.
Have some brand loyalty.
Oh my God. You know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
Embryos.
Oh, jeez. that was what's Alicia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that extra half came in. The dits.
Yeah. That was the other half.
That, can I retroactively say that was my hold up, bro? Because I did rewind that to watch that again, too.
All right. Good.
Oh, my God. Embryos.
That was pretty amazing.
The fire just started out as an embryo.
She's a ditz and a half.
Wow. Well, on that note, Ryan, we've said it all.
This time we truly have, Scott.
We have. Thank you again to Mircea Monroe at Miss Mircea on Twitter. I believe you can be found at Ryan Elder Music Twitter. I believe I can be found somewhere on Twitter as well.
At Scott Chernoff.
Thank you.
Chernoff.
It's not a pretty name. I like Chernoff.
You should change
nice
it to
twist on it.
You should change it to at the Choff, right? Because
the Choff. That's what JD calls me.
Yeah.
Listen, we've said it all. We love it all. Next week we'll be back. Somehow, some way, and possibly with another guest who's never seen Survivor.
Or possibly with a guest who was on Survivor.
Yes, that's true too. Or possibly with no guest. You really never know who's willing. You never know who's willing to commit to talking to us at a 10:30 p.m. on a Thursday or Friday.
It could be the Microsoft guy again. We can only hope.
If only he would call again.
Well, I did hear a lot of positive feedback about that.
Oh, yeah.
And rightfully so. That was a genius moment.
That was a lot of fun. If people don't know what we're talking about, you can either listen to our cast assessment podcast for this season, or you can just go on with your life. That'll work too.
All right, on that note.
And on that note, I will talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Bye. Tribe has spoken. Now I'm going to put out your little lamp with my lamp stopper.